Don't become the richest man in Babylon. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. One of the classic personal finance books is called The Richest Man in Babylon. Originally published in 1926, it's written as a tale full of financial parables. Laced with statements using these and thous, it sounds biblical, but it is far from it. The main points of the book are packaged in seven cures for a lean purse. First, start thy purse to fattening. Second, control thy expenditures. Third, make thy gold multiply. Fourth, guard thy treasures from loss. Fifth, make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Sixth, ensure a future income. Seventh, increase thy ability to earn. Now, these are not all bad recommendations. Most are taken from Scripture and reworded to fit the author's paradigm. However, that's the problem. The author's mantra is, a part of all I earn is mine to keep. You accomplish that by paying yourself the first 10% of all you earn, and you pay your debtors 20%, then live off of 70%. Did you catch the problem? The purpose of the book is to make you rich. Forget about honoring God with the first of your income. You're to honor yourself. The book appeals to man's temptation to place security in money. It fails to acknowledge that God owns everything. We're not rich. We serve the God of all riches, who richly provides us with our needs. We strive to be a faithful steward in God's kingdom, not the richest man in Babylon. Now, if you're in financial pain, I want you to make a plan to make that pain go away. If you need help getting started, our trained budget coaches will compassionately put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. You can start today at crown.org.